Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're a new agent, how many things can you be doing that are virtually free? What you have more of right now is time. Time is what you can spend.
Hi, I'm Brian Eisenhower, and I am here with a couple of our coaches at ICC, Brad Baldwin and Travis Reeser. Thank you guys for joining me today. We're at our annual coaches training and business planning meeting at ICC, and I pulled these guys aside. We've talked about a lot of hot button issues at this conference, and one of which I really wanted to make sure we talked about. I kind of want to repeat some of the things we've talked about earlier in the week. And it talked about marketing expenses, like how much should agents be spending, right? And the different, you know, like what is a normal ratio for that, and what should new agents be spending? You know, they're just getting their license. We have the privilege at ICC of coaching a wide range of agents. We coach a large amount of the top producing real estate teams in the country and a lot of high producing luxury agents, but we also coach new agents too, right? We've got guys that are just starting out, haven't sold a thing yet.
Yeah.
And everybody in between, really. So this varies how much they should be spending, right?
Yeah.
So what are you guys' thoughts? What do you guys think?
Well, there's no clear-cut answer, of course, just across the board
in general.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the easiest rule of thumb, if there was one, is around 10% of gross commission income for an individual agent or a team to be spending that on marketing lead generation.
Yeah. That is such an old standard.
Like, yeah.
It still holds true.
Yeah.
My dad was in real estate for 50 years before he passed away. He was a broker for a very long time, so I learned a lot from him early on. I think he told me that 30 years ago.
Yeah,
That 10% is, and that's still held pretty true. Like, hold a budget on your marketing expenses at 10% of your GCI, your gross commission income. And it still holds true. I think you'll find that a lot of top teams.
Yeah.
That can be a lot of money if you got a lot of GCI. People are doing a lot more GCI these days than they did back then, though, I'll tell you that. Dollars are going up. So that's
when you don't have 10%, you know, that when you're starting off, it might be all activities, right? Until we got the 10% to spend, you're going to have to get some activities
until you get
the money.
Because I'm a brand new agent.
10%
of zero is still zero. I've got no commission income yet. So
there's so many. Yeah. So right up front, you don't necessarily have to have a bunch of money in the bank. If you're a new agent, how many things can you be doing that are virtually free? What you have more of right now is time. Time is what you can spend. I mean, you can knock on doors of expired listings and for sell by owners. You can be in touch with your sphere of influence, communicating with them consistently, and doing those things until the dollars start coming in.
Right. Yeah, and that's one of the things, you know, at ICC, we provide our clients with a lot of different options for lead generation activities, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and we have training and courses on that all our clients get to go through. Even agents on teams that we coach as well, too, all go through those. So that you're almost picking from a menu of different ways to generate business that don't cost much, if any, money at all. They're activity-based. So we'll refer to those as a lead generation activity, right?
Yeah.
It's an activity. It doesn't cost any money. It's just going to take some sweat, right?
Yeah.
We're going to do stuff to generate business.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the focus has to be on new agents right off the bat, because we don't want them getting out in front with expenses. We want them profitable right off the bat. It's hard enough to get into this business, you know, and start off and knowing you're not going to get a commission check for the first 60 days, maybe, because, you know, we got to generate business and we got to find it property and we got to get it under contract and it's got to close. And that's moving quick.
Right.
You know, it's, I always say be prepared for 6 months of no income. I hate to think that. But the point of the matter is that's a large gap. The last thing we want to do is add more expenses on top of that lack of income, that hole in your career, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the biggest things is really there shouldn't be a lot of expenses early on. It needs to be activity based.
Yeah. And what I see a lot of the agents do is they see these people that are been more seasoned than them, and they want the fancy website and they want a fancy car and they want the fancy
signs.
Well,
they need it. They don't want, they need it.
I have to have that. I have to have this. I have to have that. You don't need any of that. I mean, you don't need a $1,000 suit. You just need a nice suit that's pressed. You don't need all that.
No, it's very common to find someone sell 300 homes a year that doesn't have a website.
Yeah.
I mean, I've coached clients that had a team selling 500 units a year and they just got a listing presentation packet together.
Yeah.
You know, that happens. I mean, those are all kind of like sprinkles on the top of the cake, but we got to bake the cake. And baking the cake first is lead generation activity. We got to put that first or the sprinkles aren't that great. Actually, sprinkles.
Right.
Yeah.
The but does that make sense? So it's real important that they put that first. A lot of times they won't start lead generating until their website's built.
Yeah.
Or their business cards are ready. Or
let's get into action. Action, action,
correct.
Action.
Yeah. We gotta really try to shorten that gap between them and income.
Everything else is back burner.
Right.
To lead generation.
Everything is right. Yeah. So and I agree. And that's gotta be the way newer agents or even low producing agents that are trying to kickstart their business think. But then there is reward. There's light at the end of the tunnel because as we start generating closings, now we can start using our 10% formula.
Yeah.
Because as teams grow, or an agent grows its production and ultimately maybe even into a team, more and more of their business is going to come from marketing activities that are purchased.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's going to take less sweat equity. So they can buy their way out of the pain of taking 1 to 3 hours a day doing that work.
Well, and we've had clients too that were business people that came with some solid experience or maybe some solid bank accounts that had some money to spend and said, look, I'm going to speed this up and I'm going to spend X amount of dollars before I've even made commissions, you know, and I'm going to get there quicker.
Yeah.
So it is possible to do that.
There is. That's right. I think that's really important. Now, because every client or every agent is not created equal, right?
Yeah.
So you might have someone that's financially well off and they're like, hey, I might spend a lot of money and really reduce my profit margin, maybe even lose money my first year just to build the business up until the revenue is coming in and the revenue gets ahead of my expenses and I've got my profit back.
Yeah.
It's possible to do that. I've actually had a client do that as well too. And it worked, but it wasn't, you know, that first year, don't expect big profits.
Yeah.
If you want to hustle to be this big successful agent overnight, you are investing in your business ahead of it.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, we try to avoid that.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep them profitable as the team grows because most people need money in the meantime.
Yeah.
And on the other spectrum of things, I've seen people have the money and they don't spend it and they're stuck, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't spend the money.
That's most often.
We have the 10% to spend, and everybody I've gotten to do that, you know, send some mailers to your SOI. Let's start spending some money on maybe on some lead generation. Their business blows up.
That's correct. Yeah, they get stuck. You see people get stuck for a long time. And I would say one of the biggest reasons for that is they're really trying to protect their profit margin a little too much. So a team of three is stuck at a team of three forever, or two or one, because they're just not investing in their business and they're only spending like 1 or 2% of their GCI on marketing dollars. And they're not just taking that little investment in their own business to push them forward.
Yeah.
You see that a lot. It's true. It does go. Yeah. It does swing that way as well. Well, either way.
Well, right along with those lines too, I mean, they can also be stuck because they're not tracking and keeping each other accountable and keeping their dollars accountable and their conversion accountable.
True, not sourcing their business, right?
Yeah, where they're spending the money. They may be spending more than 10% even and just not getting a return. And maybe their team agents are saying, we need more leads, we need more leads.
So they just keep
spending. And they just keep spending money or losing agents, and they're not calling their leads back within 5 minutes of them coming in if
that's
they're
true.
Internet leads, et cetera.
Probably more often the case there too. That's
yeah.
right. There's just a conversion problem. We're spending the money, we're getting the leads, but we're not being efficient in our accountability, our tracking, and our conversion process to make sure we're
converting. And the follow-up, where, 70-80% comes from the follow-up. How many drop off with the follow-up? Keeping up with their activities, making sure activities are checked up each time.
This is the one reason all agents need you. You know,
that's right.
You need to make sure to fix all that. All right, well, guys, thank you so much. Thank you guys for being with us today. Hope that helped you out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.